School's dilemma as food costs rise. Rising food prices are providing a real challenge to Calderdale schools as they strive to balance ideal healthy eating with practicality amid a cost of living crisis. While healthy food is the aim, getting a hot meal inside children is the most important factor in the current situation, head teachers and public health officers told councillors. Although some Calderdale schools have some space to grow some of their own food, helping with cost, others do not have the environment to do this, and funding meals is a real issue. Tomenden C of E school head teacher, Alice Ledbetter, said rising costs have meant the primary school offers meals to those not eligible for free meals at a loss at the moment, and after cost breakdown, more expensive choices have had to be cut. My school has the cheapest school meals in Calderdale at £1.90 a day, but I'm going to have to put up my prices, she said. Ideal goals of all locally sourced food, for example, had to be tempered with offering meals that were affordable and which children would eat. Some of our children, we know it's the only hot meal they will get that day, she said. Ms Ledbetter said her school had budgeted £60,000 for school meals this year, but increased prices meant it had spent £90,000. Lorraine Bamforth, head teacher at Rippendon Junior and Infants, said her school was in a more affluent area, but similar issues had arisen. We're 29% over on food budget, she said. Her school had also had to increase meal prices as a result, and it was a difficult balancing act. Increased prices might lead some parents to send their children to school with packed lunches instead. Public Health Officer Ben Lehman agrees that with the impact cost of living increases we're having on many families, it was important schools offered meals children would eat, even if that meant some compromises while aiming for long-term healthy eating goals. The most important thing at the moment in the context of cost of living is getting a hot meal in kids. From a public health perspective, I'd love everybody to be having the healthiest meals they could possibly get. Actually, from a cost of living perspective, some of these kids, if they don't eat their salad that they're given, they won't get a meal at all, he said. After a successful pilot, Calderdale Council is now rolling out a Healthy School Awards scheme across the borough, aiming to help improve children's physical and mental well-being. Children and Young People's Services Scrutiny Board heard five schools involved in the pilot scheme had achieved healthy school status. It has gold, silver and bronze awards, and two were working towards gold, with the scheme now fully being rolled out across the borough.